I'm Cody from Game Life Balance US, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel Moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting April 27th, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covers Secret Warriors number 14 from the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives. And Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses All New Wolverine number 7 and Old Man Logan number 5. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast, found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is Consultant Black Adam, and this week I'm digging into the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives to look at Secret Warriors number 14. Part 4 of the Wake the Beast arc. This issue was originally published March 24th, 2010, and was written by Jonathan Hickman with art by Stefano Caselli. The issue starts with Daisy finding out about Fury firing Sebastian and not reacting well. He had told her it was her decision, but only meant it if she came to the decision he wanted her to. After their argument, JT invites her to share a drink, where they share their irritation in dealing with Fury. Meanwhile, Madame Hydra offers Leviathan the box they were trying to take from Hydra. When Viper says she should have just been left to die, Madame Hydra shoots her in the chest and reveals that she's been working for Leviathan all along. We flash back to 15 years ago, when her parents died, and she was approached by both Leviathan and S.H.I.E.L.D. to work for them. We learn that in both her interactions with Nick Fury and Hydra, she has actually been working for Leviathan the whole time. Leviathan uses the box as a power source to begin raising their army. Hydra's psionic agents complete their scan of Gorgon and confirm that he's not the traitor, confirming by the process of elimination that it's Madame Hydra, especially with the tracking device on the plane she took showing she's in Russia. While not much happened in this issue, the reveal of Madame Hydra as a traitor and triple agent, working both for and against all three factions, is interesting. I'm not as much of a fan of the art in this issue as previous ones, since it seems to go a bit too much in the direction of eye candy at times. The confrontation between Daisy and Fury was well done, down to the rumble sound effects from her power reacting to her anger. I'll be back next week with my review of Secret Warriors number 15.
Would not want to get in an argument with Quake. That rumble sound would have had me agreeing to anything just to calm her down. I am always fascinated by mysterious powered boxes like the one Leviathan has. How does it work? How can you maximize its output? How can you defeat it? So many questions. Madam Hydra's gonna have some explaining to do, that's for sure. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's two comics for the week of April 27th, 2016. The first one is All New Wolverine number 7 by writer Tom Taylor and artist Marcio Takara. This comic is amazing. I've been loving it so far. Laura's adventures as Wolverine are just, it's been great. The Orphan Black Wolverine arc. But now we get Squirrel Girl making an appearance. And then you have Gabby just being so adorable. She's the cutest, except for Squirrel Girl. Squirrel Girl shows up with an actual Wolverine, like the little fuzzy animal that can kill everything. And it's wonderful, and it's now, I guess, living in the apartment with them. So, it's kind of sad things. Laura's having abandonment issues in regards to Logan, who is now dead. And now Gabby is having kind of those same issues in regards to Laura. But it all gets worked out, and everything is amazing. The second comic is Old Man Logan number 5 by writer Jeff Lemire and artist Andrea Sorrentino. It's more old Wolverine backstory, and it's still really good. He finds a familiar face, but kinda not like either you or he would expect, maybe like you would expect. And we get a preview of more familiar faces coming in the next issue or so, except not as friendly. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week, and remember, mutant and proud.
Oh my! Squirrel Girl and X-23? I think Lauren might actually create a new superpower just from her excitement. Old Man Logan is interesting for me to follow. With healing abilities like he has, the future is not always as rosy as it might seem, but he has his good days to go along with the bad. I'm interested in keeping tabs on this series, so I'll be interested to read the next issue when it comes out. Thank you, Black Adam, for continuing your review of the Secret Warriors series. I'm getting a little bit more confused as to all of the villains again, but I'm sure it will all sort itself out soon. Listener, Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist here on Longbox Edition, and if you want to talk to Adam about anything from the comics, look him up on Twitter at starsaber_222. Also, thank you very much, Labrat Lauren. I always chuckle to myself when I see a new, all-new Wolverine on the comic book shelves, because I know Lauren will be eating up the story as soon as she can. Listener, if you are also excited about X-23 and want to discuss her with Lauren, please send her a note on Twitter, at Sith Witch. As always, thank you, listener. We appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on what you like about Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition or your thoughts about how the comics are fitting in to the on-screen versions of the characters. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel. Or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled No Looking Back by 407. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pon5.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.